This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Matt Levin started us off today with housing, which is a word that sometimes gets mixed up with home, because the thing is, you don't have to have a house to have a home, right? In fact, for more than 165,000 households in this economy, home is a van or an RV or a boat or some other kind of non-permanent structure. That's according to a Census Bureau estimate from 2 years ago. And those 165,000 households whose homes are transitory, that's the official term, is more than 15% higher than it was in 2019. That is the windup for today's installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
I'm Brian Ostrovsky.
I am Shannon Ostrovsky.
And I live in Tennessee with my wife Shannon and our five kiddos.
At the beginning of 2020, we lived in a town called Folsom, California.
Having grown up in the foothills, it was pretty close to the area where we went to high school, where we met, and where our families are. But we did always think about the importance to us of wanting to see as much of the country as we could. And then we started having kids, and that seemed to be more and more challenging. And then we had five kids, and it seemed nearly impossible until an opportunity with work came up, and we decided we'd hit the road.
Jokingly, Brian says we were going to go 6 months, and I said in the beginning, I think it's going to be longer than that.
We started our travel with a travel trailer, which is a bumper pole, and a Ford Excursion, which is a three row. So we had no problem fitting there. We had got a very spacious travel trailer, but still a travel trailer, and modified it to basically have a modified bunk room to fit all of our kiddos and their various sizes.
I actually did a lot of route planning. He gave me specific cities that we have to hit for business. And then in between there, we sort of got to play with it and see, you know, what do we want to see? Made our way all the way to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. So we felt like that was a big accomplishment of from one coast all the way to the other coast.
So as we were getting to the end of 6 months, we faced this interesting challenge where our kids had grown and two of them barely fit their beds anymore.
I mean, kids grow, but we just didn't think that a couple of them would grow that many inches in that short of time.
So to continue traveling, we were able to sell our setup and buy a new to us truck and a new fifth wheel that gave us a much larger living space for the kiddos. And we ended up being on the road for 27 months.
Every place that we visit, we tried to really research. I would take the kids and we would go look at the local parks. Is there a library available? What does that look like? What do the schools look like? Home prices. Really tried to get a sense of, could this be home? So we eventually landed in Tennessee.
We spent $430,000 to buy this farmhouse. It has 36 acres of rolling hillside. About 25 acres of it is woods, but it's very old.
For us, I think the idea of home has definitely changed. I originally, when we were married and thinking about kids, and it was this perfect little house and the great entertaining space to have people over, and we're going to stay in this house forever. But now it's more of where we are in this moment and really enjoying what we have in the moment.
Brian and Shannon Ostrovsky, somewhere near Fayetteville, Tennessee. Tell us, would you, about your adventure in housing, whether it's on wheels or on the water, maybe you're anywhere else. Honestly, we'd love to hear from you. You can do that at marketplace.org.